Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. ZZ Top, that little band from Texas, little Texas Blues. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Caleb Barlow. Caleb is the president and CEO of Synergistic, and I need the website, Caleb.
Sorry? Hello,
Caleb. I need
your website. Oh, the website is synergistic.com. That simple.
All right. And that's T-E-C on the end there, right?
Yeah, Synergist, T-E-K.
Yeah, there you go. So, Caleb, we're talking about cybersecurity, and you were telling us about the challenges that your industry is having. That's the industry you're in. Your company is in the cybersecurity industry. It's how you've made your living over the years. You're one of the leaders in the world, one of the top thought leaders in the world on this topic. And and that's what your company does. I know you focus on healthcare. Give us a little bit of your perspective, your take on the current cybersecurity landscape. Where are we? Is in that ball game, are we winning? Are we losing?
Think of it this way, Jim. Right.
Huh? Say again.
43% of cyber attacks are aimed at small businesses. 43%, right?
Wow.
But only 14% are prepared to defend them. That comes from Accenture. Now, but here's the big thing. Historically, most of what we've seen is a bad guy goes in and steals data, right? We've all heard about it. We've all probably been victims of it. But now what happens when the bad guy goes into your small business and destroys your data or locks it up with ransomware?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have good backups, if you don't have a plan in place, your business is done.
Yeah.
And we've seen that happening even in just the last few weeks. There was a medical practice in California that was locked up with ransomware. They couldn't pay the ransom, and they literally had to throw up their arms and close. Whole business, shut it down. Now, just imagine that for a second. Some idle Tuesday, you walk in the door, and it's over because you didn't take the right cybersecurity precautions, and you didn't have good backups of your data.
Yeah. You got to have backup, folks. You've got to be in the cloud with your backup. You got to have it somewhere else because otherwise, as you say, you're out of business. Why do you think the cyber bad guys are moving down market? What's the reason?
Well, in the first 10 months of 2019, as an example, 140 local governments, police stations, and hospitals were held hostage by ransomware. Now, you look at that, you're like, wow, why are they picking on these guys? Well, there's two reasons. One, generally speaking, that segment of the market doesn't have a good cybersecurity posture.
Right.
So if you're a bad guy and you're going to invest your time, you're going to go after the easy victims. The second thing is they all associate with a direct kinetic impact to people. So if the government shut down, we've seen cities shut down.
Mm-hmm.
If the police can't, you know, get access to records, if hospitals can't get access to patient records or their schedules, there's an immediate impact, so they're more likely to pay to get around that ransomware.
Mm-hmm. And the smaller folks, even though the payday is smaller, they can automate it, can't they? They can literally automate these attacks.
Oh, yeah, not only are these attacks automated, there's help and support. I mean, one of the things that we're in the business of doing is helping people get through it. You know, most people don't realize this is a business. There's support lines. If you have trouble paying the ransom, literally the bad guys will get on the phone or in a text chat to help you. You can even negotiate with them.
They'll help you help them steal their money. Steal your money.
Okay, Jim, you're gonna love this. One of my favorite things to do, I'll give you a little tip of what we do. I ask for references. I literally ask the bad guys for references.
And then
they'll give it to me. Here's who I locked up last week. Here's what they paid, and you can check and see if I unlocked them.
No, really, you're right. You have to, and that's one of the things. There is some valor, some ethical bearing in the bad guys. Because typically, my experience, what I've learned is, if you pay the ransom, they'll turn you loose.
Right, and I'm not by any way endorsing paying the ransom.
Right.
And one of the things you need to do is have a skilled expert by your side, because a lot of times it looks like ransomware and it's not, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there are definitely situations where people pay, and, you know, if you have the right kind of advice and counsel beside you, there is sometimes a decent chance you can get things unlocked.
Mm-hmm. So I get emails from people who tell me that, you know, they're going to take over my system and I've got to pay ransom, and which obviously it's not a real thing because they haven't taken over my system, and I just throw it away. I sent it to my tech guys and let them look at it. But just because you get one of those, that means nothing, really. I mean, these are just people who are – it's another fishing expedition, isn't it?
Well, that's right. But here's the important lesson learned in this. Speed is what matters. So you're doing the right thing. You send it off to your security team. What you have to realize if you are locked up with ransomware or you have some other security
– How do you know that? You just can't open up and then there's a note on your screen that says, I own you?
Yeah, literally. Yeah, I don't mean to sound, you know, flippant, but yes, literally that's the case.
Yeah.
But keep this in mind. This is a volume organization, right? So if you pay quickly, if you process that quickly, then they're not really worried about figuring out who you are.
Right.
If 4, 5, 8, 10 hours go by, a day or two goes by, now they're going, who's on the other end of this? Why aren't they paying? Let's go research it. Oh, look, it's a police department. Mm-hmm. Look, it's in the news.
We didn't ask for enough money.
We want a lot more than $500 to unlock.
We didn't ask for enough. So are you saying people should pay if they actually get in and it's $500, should you pay that?
I'm not saying you should ever pay it, but what I am saying is that you need to evaluate the business risk.
Yeah.
I mean, let's put it a different way. If you're a large institution that's maybe got millions of dollars on the line, someone's asking for $500, that's a pretty cheap price to pay.
You got to fix it, though, so they don't come back. Right back with Caleb Barlow,
right,
ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.